prepare our hearts to celebrate Jesus, remember Jesus together. It's interesting, in some Christian traditions, the communion, it has so many different names. The Lord's Supper is, we find that in the Bible, communion, fellowship with God and with one another. Eucharist is a very traditional name for communion, the Eucharist. And it's a Greek word, Eucharisto, means to give thanks. And it comes from each time that the Lord's Supper communion is referenced, when Jesus gave thanks, Eucharisto. He gave thanks, he broke the bread, and he shared it with his disciples. The root of that word, Eucharisto, is charis, grace. The core piece of that word, to give thanks, is grace. We're recognizing God's grace to us. Undeserved. We don't deserve God's grace. We don't deserve his mercy. We don't deserve forgiveness. We didn't earn it. It's a gift. And so we give thanks for the gift. And Paul says, I received from the Lord what I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. This is our opportunity to, as we remember, to give thanks. Because we have so much to be thankful for. I'm going to invite the deacons to come and prepare your hearts to receive from Jesus, to be thankful, to just be overflowing with gratitude. As you take that bread in your hand, take that cup of juice, think of what Jesus did for you and recognize how much you have to be thankful for. His grace made clear to you at the cross of Calvary, where he paid for your sins and gave you eternal life. If you're a believer in Jesus, you're welcome to participate with us. If you've put your trust only and completely in what he did on the cross for you, you're invited to take and join us in this time of remembering what Jesus did for us. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did. Thank you for coming from heaven to become a man, to die for us, to pay the price for our sins so that we could be forgiven and enjoy eternal life in your presence. Thank you. What a wonderful gift. Help us to treasure you for who you are, for what you've done for us. Thank you for this bread. Thank you for this juice. We recognize it too as a gift from you, and may it remind us of the great cost at which our salvation was purchased by you on the cross. We want to say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord Jesus, King Jesus, a king who left his throne to come down to those who rightly should worship him, instead who crucified him. King who died for rebels against him to make us your own. Jesus, thank you. We have so much to be thankful for. Thank you for dying in our place so that we could live, for becoming sin for us so that we could become the righteousness of God in you. Thank you for paying our price and making us yours forever. Thank you for your body broken, for your blood poured out. We remember and we say thank you in Jesus' name. His body broken for you, eat. Thank you. his blood poured out for you. Drink.